fighters today. Let's dig in. Many contractors are getting their keisters kicked. You know what a keister is, Logan? Never heard the word keister? It's another word for ass. But, all right, anyway, many contractors are getting their keisters kicked in the money department, in part because they're buying into some lies that are out there about pricing their work. And I'm going to talk about those five. Number one, BS, myth, lie, whatever that people will tell you is that estimating is an exact science and there's no room for unexpected costs. Okay? Listen, we are not working in a factory in most cases if you're a contractor, unless you're in like a cabinet factory or something. But get the point here. Most contractors are not making widgets in a controlled environment. And what you need to understand is that estimating is part art and part science. Okay. The truth here is you need to always include a buffer for unforeseen issues or, you know, the PETA factor. Do you know what the PETA factor means? Pain in the ass. He got it. Yes. All right. There you go. So, guys, you got to make sure you're projected. At the very least, have an honest conversation with your prospect, with your client. When you sell the job, that occasionally things come up, all right? They just want to know. Most people just want to know. What they can't handle is a surprise. And when something comes up that is outside the normal scope of work that you guys agreed upon, all right, you open up a wall or something and there's an issue. I got attacked by bees once when I was patching a wall, long story. But anyway, and it was inside the house, by the way, my friends. Yeah, I was patching drywall and my scraper went through the drywall because it was really brittle because on the other side, these bees had like a nest and they all swarmed into me. That was a badass day. Anyway, listen, estimating is part art and it is part science. As I've shared here before, you know, if it takes X amount of time to hang a door, that's the science part of it. Like if you give 3 hours to hang a door, whatever your time is, but now you put that door in a, you know, 40 feet up in the air. And I'm not sure why you would do that, but you get the point. It takes more. That's where the art comes in. Okay. Painting a piece of drywall this big takes like a half a minute. But when you put it 40 feet in the air up on a gable on a house or something, now it's a half day project because of safety. So there's things that change this. Guys, estimating is part art and part science. Make sure that you account for that. Have those conversations with your prospects. And your clients, don't surprise them. Number two. Oh, that goat in here. Clients will pay a premium for our reputation. I hear that a lot. Now, a great reputation helps, which is why we talk about building a brand here in the Contractor Fight. However, there's many expensive companies, all right, that have great reputations that do shit work. All right. So just because you're paying more money as a consumer, just because you're charging more as a contractor, doesn't mean you're delivering a better quality experience and quality work. So listen, the truth behind this is clients will pay for the value they believe they will get through not only the work, but the experience that you provide them. When you connect emotionally, understand what's important to them, price becomes less of an issue. Now, remember, expensive premium prices is relative. What's expensive to me is probably a lot different than what's expected to Logan behind the camera, who's 27. 27? 28. I always say 27. Sorry. Anyway, he's 28 years old. He's a single guy. We probably have different opinion of what expensive or premium priced means. Your job, okay, yes, build a great reputation. Honor the commitments that you make as a contractor, as a human being. Do the things you say that you're going to do. Follow through. All these things build your reputation, but just because you do those things doesn't mean you actually do good work in the field. All right. So it takes understanding what's really important to your client, your prospect. All right. That's the most important factor than just having a great reputation. I've followed so many. I know many of you guys have followed companies that had great reputations. They've been around forever. Why am I doing this so much? I don't know. So, fighters, if you're tired of not making the money that you deserve, you might have a pricing problem. And that's why I want to make sure you are aware of this pricing guide that we have for you. It's available at thecontractorfight.com/5050. Get yourself as fast as you can to to a 50% gross profit. And I promise you, there'll be a lot more money left in your bank account at the end of each month. And Mama Bear at home, she's going to be real proud of you, man, because you're finally going to be stepping up and playing to your potential because you got the math right. Grab it now. I'm out. All right, you get the point. Next. All right, number three, low-balling bids guarantees winning contracts and clients. I've heard this all the time. I got to be low-priced. I'm going to discount my work. That's really what I should say here. The myth is that, running out of oxygen. The myth is that if I discount my work, I'm going to guarantee myself getting more jobs. And a lot of y'all might be tempted to do that when the phone gets a little slow. All right, business is slow. Leads are down. Guys, low-balling, I call it low-balling. Discounting is never a guarantee that you're going to get more work. And now it's key to understand here, guys, you're not Walmart, okay? It actually takes you like a lot of expenses to produce the thing that you do. You're not one of these retail stores that can run a discount and clear out inventory. You actually are doing the same work that you would do if you didn't offer the discount. All right, so the only person you're hurting here is yourself. So anyway, check this out. In 2007, long time ago, I ran a report of all our leads in our painting company, and we brought in seven. I'm looking at my data here. We brought in 712 leads in 2007. 17% of those, which is happens to be 123 leads, we discounted to get the work because we needed to fill the calendar. All right. We discounted the bids. You guys tracking with me here? I'll give you a minute. Catch up. All right, good. 712 leads. We discounted 123 of them. The result, we got 11 of those jobs. 9% turned into a sale. We highly discounted and only had a conversion rate of 9%, 11 out of 123 jobs. And check this out. The average gross profit on those jobs was under, I hate saying it, 30%. So if I did it, say it was a job that was supposed to be 18 grand, 15 grand, when we did it for 10 grand, we had less than 3 grand left because we hosed ourselves on the front end of the sale. Guys, the real cost was the 123 times I applied my best mental energy to people that were never going to buy from me. All the revisions I was doing, playing the discounting game, all this garbage that I know many of you are doing, and you're only stealing from yourself. You're stealing from your families. All right. In hindsight, here's what I'd do. I would have gotten better at sales. I would have invested that time into role plays and learning how to communicate and knew how to market better, connect, engage with my ideal clients better. All right, check this out. Also, when I looked at the data here, I just saw this note here. A 2% increase on the gross profit of all our non-discounted projects would have doubled the gross profit dollars that we made on the discounted work. Barely a 2% increase, all right, which in some jobs might be like $50, be more efficient. So, guys, don't believe the myth, the lie that lowballing or discounting your work is going to guarantee winning contracts. Because those people, they're buying for different reasons than you probably want to sell for. Work on your sales process, stick to your guns. You're going to be better off in the end. Number four, not eight, not 44, but four. Myth. You need to pay attention to the going rate. Oh my Lord. All right, listen, let's just get this out of the way. It is true that the market will only bear so much as far as prices go. All right. Meaning I could be the high-end pen company in the world. All right. And maybe this pen is normally what I can't even read. I don't have my readers on. Maybe this pen is like $1. Normally that's the going rate. And you have a pen that's better or marketed better in some way. And maybe it's $1.75 or $3 or something, but I'm not going to come along and pay $20, $100 or whatever for this pen. You understand that, right? People are only going to pay so much for a paint job or for a kitchen remodel or whatever it is, but it doesn't mean that you should be consumed by the going rate like so many of you are. All right. Listen, the truth, guys, is this. most contractors, most of you watching this right now, you don't know your numbers. So why the hell would any of us pay attention to the going rate when over 90% of contractors don't know how to price their work? It's the blind leading the blind. Yet so many contractors are consumed with, oh, I got to be competitive with what the going rate is. Hey, if you want to compete with everybody else and go into fucking poverty, then go for it. And you want to get to the end of your career and not have anything to show for all the hard work and beautiful projects you've done and the way you've served people, then go for it. Keep paying attention to the going rate. Guys, charge what you need to charge based upon what your numbers tell you and what the value is that you bring to the people that are hiring you. That's how you set your prices. You base it upon what are the needs of my business based on the goals I have for my life, where I want to take this thing. All right, and time out, quick thing here, because a lot of you on YouTube that are newer to this channel, you haven't heard me long enough, all right, I guess is what I'm trying to say, and you think I'm just some money-hungry ogre that's just about make more money, I'm so sick of the posts about, you know, there's more to life than making money, Tom. Yeah, well, you know what, they're shit-faced. All right, listen, it's hard to do anything in this world without having money. All right. And it's the rules of the world. You need damn money. You want to have an impact in your community? You can have a bigger impact when you have money. You want to serve people? You could serve easily and more at a larger scale when you have money. And furthermore, I believe it is your duty to live up to the potential that I believe God has given each and every one of us to earn and bring the most value to the world as humanly possible. And it is a disservice to that. Okay. When you make all these excuses why, oh, it's evil to make money. No, it says the love of money is evil. Okay. But I'll tell you what, the love of people not having money, that's evil too. A lot of evil in the world because people don't have money. All right. Whatever. I'm getting all worked up here. Damn it. Because of you. You were thinking it. Yeah. You, that one guy in freaking Topeka. All right. Whatever. Do you even know where Topeka is? See, kids today don't know shit about geography, by the way. You got this 27, 28-year-old slapdick here behind the camera who I love. He knows I'm messing with him. Doesn't even know. And I ask my own kids questions like this. I'm like, hey, what state is Detroit in? And they're like, I don't know. Yeah, Chicago. That's right. Anyway, it's in Kansas, man. Topeka, Kansas. Logan. All right. Listen, most don't know their numbers, so quit paying attention to the going rate. And you know what? I'm going to take a risk and say, I'm going to put a little link right here. It's like one of those little card things that you can get our 50% gross profit sheet to make sure you never underbid a job again. Get it. All right. Myth number five, lie number five. Man, I've hosed myself on this one several times when my huevos rancheros used to be really small. So do you know what huevos rancheros are? Okay. He's just nodding yes at this point. So guys, one of the myths is once an estimate is given, there's no room for negotiation or adjustments. I used to think that. Well, I put it on paper, this and that. All right. This is where a lot of contractors kill themselves. I have stolen tens of thousands of dollars from myself and my family early on in my painting career and other businesses I had because I didn't understand that I was this is ridiculous. This is like dummy alert. Okay. I thought that once I gave the price, it was the price. And I didn't understand that if the scope changes or the timing changes or other conditions change, I can actually have a conversation around that. But a lot of us as contractors, we're too concerned with ticking people off. We want to be easy to work with. We want to be the nice guy. And then they change the scope and we keep it the same price when they added more to the thing. Or when they remove stuff, the price should go down if it should go down. Guys, the truth here with this whole thing is everything's negotiable. It's only locked in when you have an exact scope of work that you have both agreed upon, as well as the time frame and all the site conditions of doing the work. That's how you bid the job, right? So that's what needs to be honored. And if anything falls outside of those things, you need to call a timeout. You have every right to call a timeout and go, hey, listen. You know, Sam, I'm super excited to do this project for you, but, you know, based on the agreement that we came up with, we were doing this and this, and here was the time frame that we were going to do it because I had, you know, availability. Now I don't. because you've changed the schedule on me. We need to have a different conversation. And if you still need it done by your deadline, I'm going to have to pull some overtime with the crews over the weekend, whatever it might be. And it's going to cost this much more money. Okay. You are fighting for what's right. Don't cave. If the scope changes, have a process for change orders. Be clear with your prospect that anything changes, scope, timing, site conditions, the rapture, I don't care what it is, you're going to be calling a timeout to discuss how it affects the original price. Don't hose yourself. So guys, listen, dial in your pricing and you'll win more immediately. Don't buy into these BS myths. If you have other questions or thoughts, drop them below in the comments. I'd love to hear them. Make sure you get our 50% gross profit pricing guide so that you never underbid a job again. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out.